Hey, everybody, it's Jane Hamill here, and today we're talking about hustle. Let's talk about it because you cannot be online and not be bombarded with the overwhelming amount of hustlers that you find on Instagram and Facebook. And the definition of hustle for business is really murky, in my opinion. Here are a few examples of the definition of hustle that I dug up, just so I'll have something to go from, all right? Hustler equals someone who makes it happen. That's on Quora.com. Next one is from Robert Greene, author of 50 Laws of Power. Quote, to find a way to achieve goals by using the full gamut of possible maneuvers and resources and leaving little to chance. All right, that's another definition. Next up, we have a quote from David Siteman Garland, who does the podcast Rise to the Top. He says, quote, hustlers don't get embarrassed or upset. They answer all emails, even the negative ones, respond to critics, make sales pitches, and make it happen no matter what. Next up, the quote from Gary Vaynerchuk. He's a big hustle guy. He sends out his email newsletter. It's called The Hustler's Digest. And he says, quote, hustling is putting every minute and all your effort into achieving the goal at hand. Every minute needs to count, end quote. So this is what the people out in the universe are calling hustle, right? And let me tell you, you know, whether you see it as a good term or kind of getting to be an annoying term, whatevs, the hashtag hustle has been used on Instagram 3,638,000 times. And that's just hashtag hustle. That's not even variations on it, like daily grind or grinding it out or hustle today or I'm the biggest hustler ever, whatever you got, right? So while hustle does, you know, obviously involve working hard on your business, in my opinion, a lot of people do work hard, and a lot of people think they're working hard or act like they're working hard, and that would be considered fake hustle. And here's the definition of fake hustle according to the Urban Dictionary. Quote, wild enthusiasm, which is both inappropriate and false. Fake hustle is usually produced in the face of fear, failure, or extreme boredom. Ooh! Fake hustle, right? So I feel like the word hustle has a lot going for it. You know, it implies you're working hard. And of course, who doesn't think you should work hard? I mean, good golly, yeah. You know, I started a clothing line and opened up a retail store when I was 25 years old. And I can absolutely say that there were no days that were not hardcore, you know, 13 to 15 hour days for years. And that's the kind of hustle I think people are implying that they're doing. I don't know. But the definitions of hustle that we're getting here, I just find ridiculous. All right. So the one from David Siteman Garland, hustlers don't get embarrassed or upset. They answer all emails, even the negative ones. All right. Seriously, hustlers are automatons who don't get embarrassed or upset. That is just ridiculous. They don't dwell on it. They don't live in a place of being embarrassed and upset. But if you think you're going to be a big shot hustler and never get embarrassed or upset, that's just setting yourself up for frustration and acting like a robot. They answer all emails, even the negative ones. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm not exactly have a big as audience as he does. And there's no way I can get to all the emails that I get asking for free advice or telling me something I did is stupid. And I respond to the ones that I can, but it's impossible. Respond to critics. All right. If the critic is like a normal person who has a point, I'll absolutely respond. And you can learn a lot from your critics. But if the critic is a crazy person, that is not going to get a response. So some of this hustle really, I think, is just describing workaholism or acting as though you are a workaholic. Like there's some kind of glory in that, which there's not, right? So lots of people work hard. Lots of people think they're working hard. And I received an email one time ages ago from Ash Amberge. And she has a company, I think it's called still the Middle Finger Project. I'm not even really sure what she does, to be honest, but I opened up the email because the subject line was so compelling. It said, most people are lazy. And I was like, that, you know, I am not lazy. Most people are not lazy. A lot of people work really hard. And then I was talking to my friend Ellen. You may know Ellen Malloy. She has taught publicity for us here at Fashion Brain. EllenMalloy.com. And she's like, most people are lazy. And I was like, stop, they're not. You know, people work really hard. And she said, yeah, but what are they working on? And I was like, well, true that, you know, like maybe they're working on work, you know, real work that will move your business forward. And maybe it's fake work. All right. Which would be, in my case, doing things like, oh, responding to people's emails, every little single email, right? How's that going to get me anywhere? Or responding on Facebook to, you know, every single comment that comes in. Maybe for me, it's creating my own graphics, fake work. That would be fake hustle right there. If I'm doing my own graphics, there are people that could do that. I can afford to pay somebody for that. I can get a guy on Fiverr or a woman on Fiverr.com to do it for cheaper. You know, her point was, if you're working hard, but you're not working on the hard stuff, the real stuff, that kind of does imply that you're lazy. Now, I'm not sure if, you know, which of us are right, but it was a good conversation in the sense of, you know what, I spend a lot of time fake hustle. I know I do. And you probably do too. So let's just see, what are you doing that's fake hustle? And let me give you what I found is the definition of fake hustle. Wild enthusiasm, which is both inappropriate and false. Fake hustle is usually produced in the face of failure, fear, or extreme boredom. And that comes from the Urban Dictionary. So, you know, I find this fake hustle, you know, ubiquitous on social media. Absolutely. And at the same time, I find myself fake hustling. When I'll sometimes look at what I did in the other end of the day, and I'm like, but did you do any of the hard work that will actually move you forward, Jane? Did you do any work that will, one, produce income, two, produce the next thing to producing income? Because that's what a business is for. All right, so spending 5 hours writing one email blast, that is fake hustle. Come on, girl. It's like just not facing what we need to do to get things done. So I have a self checkup that I want you to do, and I'm very fond of doing it to myself too. Is what I'm doing right now getting me considerably closer to my goals? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, me searching, researching, which app I should use to do video, you know, like, what? No, that is not real work. That's not getting me forward. I can delegate that. I can farm that out for much less than what I should be doing my time, right? So is what I'm doing right now getting me considerably closer to my goals? Put that up next to your desk all day long, 5 times a day, ask yourself that question. Fake hustle, real hustle. My opinion, real hustle is not answering every freaking email. It's doing work that brings you money. That's what a business is for. And if you don't have a product ready, you know, let's take a case study, all right? I'm going to give a little case study of my boy Dan, who is a client of mine. I'm going to throw him under the bus a little, but that's not his real name. He is what I would consider a fake hustler, and I'm working on that with him. So here's a few of the things that came out of his mouth last week, and I want to see if you this sounds familiar. So I said, Dan, you're supposed to send me your progress report. I don't do that much private coaching, but when I do, it's very structured. So I try to make it as structured as possible. And he's supposed to send in a progress report the day before, so I know what he's accomplished in the past 2 weeks, so we can just move forward and I don't have to have any like catching up chatting, which I would consider fake freaking work. When you can fill out the form the day before, I don't want to talk about what you got done. So he didn't fill it out. So he has to catch me up. First thing he says is, oh man, Jane, I have been hustling. Oh, that word again. All right, let's find out. Real hustle, fake hustle, Dan. Tell me what you've been doing. Well, I had 2 meetings this week with influencers in my niche. Okay. I'm halfway through this course on Google AdWords so I can get Google traffic after I launch. Okay. And you won't believe, Jane, he says to me, I had a great epic meeting with another guy on a different business that I want to launch because I know that I want to have, quote, multiple streams of income. All right, Dan, have you worked on your buyer persona? No, I've been too busy. Have you found a pattern maker yet since you're planning to launch a clothing line in 6 months? Nope, I've been too busy. All right. Have you come up with a budget of what you can spend? Nope, but I really want to talk to you about my launch party. Ah, I was like, what? You don't need a launch party. You don't have a product, dude. You don't have a product. You don't have a pattern maker. You don't have samples. You don't have fabric sourced. You don't have stuff that will lead to money. Could we please not worry about multiple streams of income when you don't have one stream of income in yet, right? So I have totally done this too. But like when you put the cart before the horse and you're like thinking about all this stuff. I got another call today from a woman who said she needs to find a manufacturer that she can grow with. I said, okay. First of all, I don't really help people find manufacturers, but we were talking about other things. I said, all right, where are you with it? She goes, well, you know, I have this product. It's going to be amazing, blah, blah, blah. I said, how much are you selling? Well, I'm not selling yet. Well, then why do you need to grow with somebody? You don't have anything done yet. How about you get someone who can make your first 100 pieces? Well, I don't want to start with someone and have to switch to a new manufacturer later. I was like, okay, well, then I don't know who will work with you because the ones that will grow with you won't work with 50 or 100 units. So this would be considered fake hustle. To be fair, maybe she just didn't know, but so I don't mean to rant too much. I do mean to rant. I won't lie there, but not too much in the sense that worrying about stuff and working on stuff that is not getting you where you want to go right now. All right, worrying about a launch party when you don't even have your patterns ready is absolutely fake hustle. Busy, busy, busy doing what that actually moved the needle forward. I am the queen of fake hustle. I do it all the time, and really it's avoidance work. It really is. And I love the definition that they put in from Urban Dictionary where they says wild enthusiasm, which is both inappropriate and false. Fake hustle is usually produced in the face of failure, fear, or extreme boredom. It's true. It's work we do when we don't want to do the work that we really probably know we should be doing, the hard stuff. We're lazy about disciplining ourselves to force ourselves to do the work that actually needs to get done in order to make money in this business. And we're calling it hustle. All right. Does that sound familiar to anybody? I'm raising my hand. You can feel my energy right now, probably through the mic, because it's true. So get to the self-checkup, you know, just post it up, repeat it as often as you need to make sure what you're working on is actual real work instead of fake hustle. Quote, is what I'm doing right now, right this very second, getting me considerably closer to my goals? If the answer is yes, keep doing it. If the answer is no, stop. Just give yourself that self-checkup over and over again. Stop doing it, delegate it to somebody else. Hire it out, outsource it in any way you can. There's so many freelancers and things you can do. Even if you have a teeny tiny budget, there are interns that are free that can be decent, right? So there's Fiverr.com, there's Upwork.com, there's a lot of ways. There's TaskRabbit if you need, you know, if you're going to spend a day cleaning out your office, do you need to be the one who moves all the stuff? You know, that kind of stuff, which I would consider fake hustle, fake work, right? So I hope that helps. And I know I'm going to catch heat for this and people say, you know, Jane, you're calling us lazy or whatever. But the truth is hustle, hustle, hustle. Make sure it's actual hustle and not fake hustle that's avoiding the real work that needs to get done to move the needle forward in your business. Have an awesome day. And if you're listening to this anywhere else but my blog, go back there and leave me a comment because I think we're going to have a good discussion here. I don't care if you like this podcast, if you hate it, whatever. Head over to fashionbrainacademy.com. Head over to the blog and just, you know, if you put in the search bar the word hustle, I'm sure it'll come right up. I'd love to hear what you have to say, good or bad. I don't care, positive or negative. I'm going to read those. I am going to read all of your responses. To me, that is not fake work. That's real work. And I'm going to look for you there. All right. Have an awesome day, guys, and take care. Bye.